by a strange coincidence, none at all is exactly how much suspicion the ape descendant Arthur Dent had that one of his closest friends was not descended from an ape, but was in fact from a small planet somewhere in the vicinity of Betelgeuse. Arthur Dent's failure to suspect this reflects the care with which his friend blended himself into human society, after a fairly shaky start. When he first arrived 15 years ago, the minimal research he had done suggested to him that the name Ford Prefect would be nicely inconspicuous. He will enter our story in 35 seconds and say, "Hello, Arthur." The ape descendant will greet him in return, but in deference to a million years of evolution, he will not attempt to pick fleas off him. Earthmen are not proud of their ancestors and never invite them round to dinner.
Hello, Arthur.
Ford, hi, how are you?
Fine, look, are you busy?
Well, I've just got this bulldozer to lie in front of, otherwise, no, not especially.
There's a pub down the road. Let's have a drink and we can talk.
Don't you understand?
Mr. Dent, we're waiting!
Ford, that man wants to knock my house down.
Well, he can do it whilst you're away, can't he?
But I don't want him to.
Well, just ask him to wait till you get back.
Ford!
Arthur, will you please just listen to me? I'm not fooling. I've got to tell you the most important thing you've ever heard. I've got to tell you now, and I've got to tell you in that pub there.
Why?
Because you're going to need a very stiff drink. Now, just trust me.
I'll see what I can do. It had better be good. Hello, Mr. Prosser?
Yes, Mr. Dent. Have you come to your senses yet?
Well, can we just assume for a moment that I haven't?
Well?
And that I'm going to be staying put here till you go away.
So?
So you're going to be standing around all day doing nothing?
Could be.
Well, if you're resigned to standing around doing nothing all day, you don't actually need me here all the time, do you?
No. Not as such.
So if you can just take it as read that I'm actually here, I could just slip off down to the pub for half an hour. How does that sound?
That sounds, very reasonable, I think, Mr. Dent. I'm sure we don't actually need you there for the whole time. We can just hold up our end of the confrontation.
And if you want to pop off for a bit later on, I can always cover for you in return.
Oh, thank you. Yes, oh, that'll be fine. Yes, very kind of you, Mr. Dent, very kind.
And, of course, it goes without saying that you don't try and knock my house over while I'm away.
Oh, what? Good Lord! No, Mr. Dent!
Do you think we can trust him?
Myself, I'd trust him to the end of the earth.
Yes, but how far's that?
About 12 minutes away. Come on, I need a drink.
By drink, Ford Prefect meant alcohol. The Encyclopaedia Galactica describes alcohol as a colourless, volatile liquid formed by the fermentation of sugars, and also notes its intoxicating effect on certain carbon-based life forms. The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy also mentions alcohol. It says that the best drink in existence is the Pan-Galactic Gargle Blaster, the effect of which is like having your brain smashed out with a slice of lemon wrapped around a large gold brick. The guide also tells you on which planets the best Pan-Galactic Gargle Blasters are mixed, how much you can expect to pay for one, and what voluntary organizations exist to help you rehabilitate.